the Trump administration continues to move swiftly to eliminate what President Trump calls anti-American ideology from America's cultural institutions. Yesterday, the latest executive order targeted the Smithsonian and the memorials and monuments overseen by the Department of the Interior. Joining us now to unpack what's going on is NPR culture correspondent Elizabeth Blair. Hi there.
Hi, Juana.
So, Elizabeth, just start, if you can, by telling us what this order says.
The order is called Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History. It's essentially calling for an overhaul of the Smithsonian and an evaluation of federal monuments. The Smithsonian is a vast complex that includes the Air and Space Museum, the Natural History Museum, the National Museum of the American Indian, the Cooper Hewitt in New York, and several other museums and research centers. The executive order claims that the Smithsonian has, quote, come under the influence of a divisive race-centered ideology, and then it promotes narratives that portray American and Western values as inherently harmful and oppressive. I talked to Jim Grossman, executive director of the American Historical Association. He says Trump's executive order is neither truth nor sanity.
It misrepresents the work of the Smithsonian, which is one of the great research institutions in the world. Arguing that the Smithsonian somehow misleads people, somehow is unpatriotic, somehow is saying things that are not true. That's simply not true.
Still, the order says no future federal dollars can be spent on anything at the Smithsonian that degrades, quote, shared American values. It also says that the as yet unbuilt Women's History Museum will not recognize men as women in any respect.
Elizabeth, how much authority can the U.S. president exert over the content in Smithsonian museums?
The Smithsonian is governed by a board of regents. It includes the Chief Justice of the United States and the Vice President. It also includes three senators, three representatives, and nine citizen members appointed by Congress. So while the U.S. president is not a member of the board of regents, his VP is. The executive order says the Vice President will work with Congress to appoint citizens that agree with the administration. And it threatens to withhold federal funding, which is critical to the Smithsonian.
Right. Well, what has the Smithsonian had to say about all of this?
The Smithsonian has not yet released a statement.
Okay. We also mentioned federal monuments. What does the order have to say about them?
Trump's order asked the Department of the Interior to take a look at federal monuments to make sure they don't, quote, perpetuate a false reconstruction of American history or include any other improper partisan ideology. It also calls for reinstating monuments that have been removed to improperly minimize or disparage certain historical figures or events. The Interior Department has not yet responded to NPR's request for comment, but we presume he's talking about monuments that were torn down because many people found them offensive. After the murder of George Floyd, more than 150 Confederate symbols were removed across the United States.
That was NPR's Elizabeth Blair. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you.